Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Bennett Woods, 97.3, the Fan. Still got Jake Peavy still to come on the show at 8.35. Going to be joining us. Spent some time out in Arizona with some of our young pitchers, those who are left in the San Diego Padres system. We'll talk to Jake about who he saw and the work that he did. And obviously, Jake is a World Series champion. He knows what it's like to pitch in the biggest games. And boy, did he really help the Boston Red Sox, man. He was just legendary. Legendary performances by Jake Peavy. The duck boat, we all remember it. Just incredible. Would love to have that here someday. That would be a lot of fun. Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
He's seen it both ways, though. He's also known the disappointment of losing in the wild card round,
yes,
as well of the playoffs. So, you know, what's the difference? You know, how do you get over the hump and get to be the World Series champion? He's got a really good perspective on all of that.
Yeah, can't wait to talk to Peave. Always one of my favorites. I was going to say something. I can't remember what I was going to say here.
But while you do that, I will remind everybody that we still have some tickets for Sammy Hagar to give away later in the program.
Yes.
With the interview that we did earlier, I got a nice email from Mike during the break, said, just heard your interview with Sam.
Sam.
They're very tight, apparently. Actually, they are. He said, my wife grew up with his wife, still really good friends. What you heard from Sam is how he is on a daily basis. Very good dude. Both he and Michael Anthony, very involved with research of childhood diseases. Excellent job to you all. Mike. Thank you, Mike.
How does he have so much energy is what I want to know. How does he have so much energy?
Clean living.
No. Far from it. Far from
He's
it.
A rock star who makes tequila. It can't be that clean.
How clean are you? How does he have so much energy at 78 years old? I'm 50. It slows down a lot, man. The energy is just not there on a day-to-day basis. You know, yesterday during the roundtable, I caught myself yawning like four times. I didn't mean to be. I wasn't trying to be rude.
So
nobody was boring.
So there's a trick. You don't know the trick. So there's six people on the roundtable. And sometimes they're showing all six of us on the wide
shot. You
yawn
when the...
But when someone on my side, the three side, you're off camera, and then the other three are on camera, you wait until someone on the opposite side of you is talking, and then you can yawn or look at your phone or something, because you're not on camera at that moment.
That's when I give a little scratch or an adjustment there when I see it pan off. Honestly, too, the camera angles are the least flattering. I look up at the thing. I go, Jesus Christ, my shirt is sticking out like this. So it looks like I'm four bills.
And that's just a radio show on a YouTube stream. Imagine me every single night.
I can't.
And like, I'll get ready to do my segment with Kimberly Hunt. Like last night, I was doing a segment on the Ryder Cup and I was doing one on Ramon Laureano's injury. And I'm standing off camera to start. She's about to introduce me. And I know... All right, we're about to switch to this other camera shot that's then going to include me. And I am thinking constantly, like, okay, how do I want my face to look? Am I smiling here? Am I not smiling here?
Am I looking, serious?
It's Ramon Laureano. It's injured, so I should look somewhat concerned. And I am going through all these facial contortions trying to go, what's exactly the right look I should have for this particular 12 seconds that I'm going to be on camera?
I also don't,
it's very genuine, isn't it?
Yeah, very. I also don't like how they make you stand.
Yes,
the sports guy shouldn't stand.
I'm always standing in the background,
like
and then
the,
Hey, thanks, Kimberly. So here tonight, the Padres are blah 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 blah. Like
we call that the cross shot. So it crosses behind her. I'm actually like behind her, and it crosses across the room.
It looks weird.
And then
to me.
It switches to my camera, camera three, where I'm looking directly into my teleprompter and seeing the video in front of me.
I like a sports guy at a sports desk,
sitting right next to the other. That's how we used to do.
You don't even have. Oh,
you
have your own sports desk.
Like, let's go to the sports desk in the corner.
That's what
I've never
I like.
Had a sports.
We say
desk.
That yet. If we had the ability to be able to stand in this studio for 4 hours, I would do it.
I would too, but that's different, in my opinion, because, yes, we would be on camera, but we would just raise the cameras higher.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for that, I think I like on the news. I don't like how he's standing, and then he has to worry about his hands, and his hands go in front of his wiener, and then his hands go behind his back.
I think about my hands so often, and I really can't. I've never been able to come up with anything better than
your wide stance is unbelievable.
I've started. Wally kind of taught me kind of do a forward back stance is a little bit better than a wide stance.
Power stance.
Power stance.
Kind of a power with 1 foot forward. But my hands, I've decided I kind of lightly grip my fingers, but because you know the triangle, you do that. That looks weird.
Yeah,
with your hands.
That does
so
look
I just
weird.
I kind of try to very gently just kind of grab my hold on to my hands. Occasionally, I will do the hands behind my back thing, just to mix it up a little bit. But I wouldn't want to do that every
all
single
the time.
But every once in a while, I'll do hands behind my back just to change it up. Now, when you're on the desk,
do that weird triangle thing again.
Yeah, do the triangle again. What in the F? I didn't see it the first time.
I don't
who
do it.
Who does this?
There are some people on the news who will do a triangle.
You see how
don't
weird
do
this looks?
Yes, I know. Don't do the triangle. It looks really weird. Don't do the triangle.
Do you see how weird this looks?
Right. Don't do that.
Hello, everyone. I'm here to report on the news site with this penis triangle here. What in the world?
Don't do the triangle.
Now, point me in the direction.
Nobody.
Point me in the direction.
You don't realize. Now, when I'm sitting at the desk, which is like, you know, a normal desk size in front of us, always keep your hands on and above the desk. You don't want the hand to go below the desk.
Then you're pulling the Reese McGuire.
That looks really weird. If you'll notice that. If you ever see an anchor like sitting with their hands below the desk, you will think that looks very odd. So I always have to keep my hands on the desk.
Do you think you're fondling yourself?
I don't know what they think, but it does look awkward when your hands disappear below where the viewer can no longer see them. So keep your hands in sight of the viewer at all times. And I usually have them separated a little bit, so I'll have the hands apart on the desk as I'm looking kind of toward the camera. Sometimes you can move them together a little bit, but usually I'm more apart on the hands.
Do the triangle on the desk.
Don't do the triangle at all. Really.
Don't want to do the
never
triangle
do the triangle.
Can you point me in the direction of somebody that does the triangle? Because I want to talk to them.
All right, we'll find someone for
okay.
You.
Okay. Next. All right.
He's right here.
I don't do it.
I'm putting the tier ones to work here. If you see somebody triangling on the news, tell me.
Look at this man.
Tell me ASAP. That's all I'm thinking about is he about to, what? It's right there.
Yikes. There it was. Just glory hole.
Don't do the triangle. Some people do
Holy
the triangle.
Ben's whispering eye. God. All right.
Oh
dear ones,
God.
If you watch the news ever.
Hunter says he's seen the triangle
no
for
way.
Sure on
no
TV. Yes,
way.
Absolutely. There are broadcasters who do the triangle.
Paulie, I've said it before.
I'm like
sometimes they go a little higher
right
on the triangle, but that looks weird too.
Around your belly button.
Yeah, belly button triangle. Still looks weird.
I like to just hold both of my breasts as I talk on the news when I do a hit. Paulie, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You and I have let our entire audience down for the last 8 years because, in all honesty, we should have been watching him every night for every stand-up, for everything he's ever done. We really never watch. We probably could have gotten reams of gold.
Oh,
and
I
mean
I
reams. I mean, did you see him? We never watch. I always forget sometimes. And we could have, especially when he's downtown and like do it. Like if we get a home game at Petco Park,
oh,
it's legendary.
Yeah.
It's legendary. Do you do the triangle when you're on the street?
So on the street, I'm holding a stick mic. So that's different.
Okay, that's
I have actually something to hold.
But
Almost harder when you don't have anything to hold.
Of course.
Because then you have to worry about your hands. When you have a microphone, that's great. Because then you've got that to hold, and it's very comfortable and natural.
It is wild. That is wild. I need to see other people in the wild doing the triangle. So if you guys could do that, tweet at Ben and Woods, that would be great. That would be great. I love that so much. So, so much. I'd never heard of the triangle.
Never heard of the triangle?
No, I'm just a huge, huge fan. We teach the triangle in football when you go, you know,
to catch.
You did it wrong. You did the, put the triangle, like you normally would. So take your triangle
I've never played. I'm backwards, so then flip it up. Oh, okay.
That's kind of how you want to get the nose
cone.
No,
see, my triangle's like, it's more like an open triangle. Not see that would be different triangles.
That different. Okay. Stephen A does the triangle, they're saying. That is crazy. Now I know I know you like the triangle offense very much. I know you're a big fan of that.
Used to be.
Holy cow.
That was man.
I loved that. Thanks for enlightening me on the triangle.
The triangle,
I am just obsessed now with the triangle. So going to need to see that.
Yeah, even AI says, broadcaster triangle most commonly refers to the practice of some TV reporters forming a triangle with their hands below their waist during stand-up reports, a fad that was also known as V-hands and that unfortunately became slang for a vulgar term in American Sign Language.
I'm going to, anytime I have to do a thing ever again, I'm doing it.
You're doing the triangle?
Forever. That's for...
You didn't know about the triangle.
Never knew.
Yeah.
Now I do, and now that's all you're going to see. Can I come on the news soon? Together,
you want to do it now?
Can I come do a hit with you soon?
Now you want to join me on Channel 10 just so you can do the triangle hands.
Yes. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's move on.
All right. We have a game of Take on Woods to play. Oh, Nathan's here. Big voiced Nathan is dropping by, apparently. All right. Well, we've got a game of...
Is he?
I just walked by the studio and waved, I believe.
Okay, he just waved.
Yeah. We've got Take on Woods, chance to qualify for Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. If you want to call in now, we need a contestant coming up in our next segment. Chance to win tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, and then Jake Peavy at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Looking for some plans this weekend? How about heading down to 7 Mile Casino for their award-winning Best in the South Bay brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then sticking around to play in San Diego's best card room, Woods?
That is a great idea. You can play California-style blackjack. You can play Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat. You can even sit out on the back patio and just take it all in, because it is a beautiful view, and best part, just 7 minutes from Petco Park. Final homestand this weekend for, hopefully, you know, the regular season at least. Pre-game, post-game is elite.
Yeah, hoping you still have a ways to go before, you know, you have full free time to go to 7 Mile Casino, but it's there for you in the off-season as well. Again, no long drive into the East County. You can spend all your time playing. That's what you wanted to do. Play cards. You get to do that. They take high-limit action. If you're a high-limit Texas Hold'em player, they'll have a good table for you, probably one right now, because the 24-7 option, not going to find a better, more fun card room in San Diego. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the columnists coming out with their end-of-season awards picks. Jason Stark this morning. He picked Aaron Judge over Cal Raleigh. It's going to drive some people to madness.
Yeah, it will. It already is. It's getting really ridiculous on social media right now.
And I don't think there's a right answer. I really don't. Aaron Judge's numbers are insane.
They're insane. I didn't realize he was like 100 points higher in OPS, OPS plus, got way more hits. I am so impressed with Cal Raleigh.
Doing things no catcher has ever done.
Correct. I'm very impressed with it.
It sucks.
Sometimes, MVP awards just don't work. And this year, they just don't work. They both are MVPs. You can't rig it, though, so they're exactly tied.
Right.
Because you don't know who everyone's voting for. But if you could, like you whoever 50 voters, just say, half of us vote for Judge, half of us vote for Raleigh, and they could share it. And I think everyone would be okay with that.
A co-MVP, I really wouldn't have.
But that would be a rigged election. So they won't do that.
Dude.
Writers won't do that.
Yeah, imagine one of those guys putting up those numbers and going, oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. You know, I mean,
imagine, like, think if you knew, like, before the season started, what catcher Cal Raleigh's numbers would be, and then he wouldn't win MVP.
There's never been
what the hell happened?
There's never been a better case for co-MVPs.
Never.
You can't decide. It's almost impossible. But someone will win it, and someone will have one of the biggest snubs in MVP history.
Yeah, it's very, very tough. I think both teams, though, the good news is they're both in it, and they both have a legit shot at winning a World Series.
This isn't Mike Trout having a crazy year on a Angels team that won 70 games.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, Ohtani is your clear winner in the NL. Just running away.
Yeah, I mean, Schwarber had a great season,
but
he's not pitching game one of the wild card series for the Phillies either. So.
Technically, he could.
It's true.
So let's not leave it off the table.
They have so they don't even need him in the wild card series.
Rob Thompson's like, you know what? I really want him to get this. You got the bump. He's like, me?
You're going
game
this weekend.
One? Okay. All right. If you need it. Yeah. No, it's somebody really, really will get toasted. Who was...
All right. Schwarber starts game one against the Dodgers. If he strikes out Ohtani, he gets MVP.
Done. Deal.
Regular season award. Doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count at all. All right, we got Jake Peavy coming up in about 10 minutes. So right now, let's get to it. Final game of the week. It is time to take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got to say goodbye to Woods and say hello to Noah, our contestant today. Hello, Noah.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday.
All right, let's see if we can get you qualified for our grand prize drawing. We have six qualifiers so far. You could be number seven in the drawing for the tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, Las Vegas, for the show on January 30th, a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort, a Vibe VIP package, and a $100 gas card. Check out all the 2026 new shows for the Eagles residency at Sphere, Las Vegas, at Ticketmaster.com. Woods is gone. Your advantage, picking our category today in our five-question musical trivia challenge. Your choices are the blank of love. Five song titles that end in of love. All you need to come up with is that first word. I like Take on Woods. Those are five song titles that include the phrase I like. And our new category, all 2 second songs, again, times tables. That would be five songs with the word times in the title. So, the blank of love, I like Take on Woods, or times tables. Noah, what would you like to play?
Let's do the blank of love.
The blank of love. All right, today's category seems pretty simple. Every song title ends in of love. You just have to fill in the blank with what comes first. 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. Not only need you to fill in the blank of love, but you also need to give the name of the band to score that point as well. Noah, are you ready to play?
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category again, the blank of love. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Noah. Let's take on Woods.
Yeah, it's The Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News.
Correct. Peter Cetera's first hit single after leaving the band Chicago was which 1986 song that was featured in the film Karate Kid Part 2?
Glory of Love.
Correct. Billy Idol told everybody to rock what in his final top 10 charting hit from the year 1990?
Pass.
Co-written by Phil Spector, a classic 1964 oldie by the Dixie Cups, had a couple on their way to which location where they were gonna get married?
Pass.
A side project for members of Talking Heads, Tom Tom Club, recorded which 1981 hit ranked as one of the best dance songs of all time by Rolling Stone?
Genius of Love.
Correct. Let's go back to Billy Idol told everybody to rock what in his final top 10 charting hit from the year 1990?
Cradle of Love.
Correct.
Yeah, Cradle of Love.
Co-written by Phil Spector, a classic 1964 oldie by the Dixie Cups. Had a couple. Oh, we ran out of time on the last one. You got four, though. Power of Love, Huey Lewis. Glory of Love, Cradle of Love, Genius of Love, and the Chapel of Love.
There
we're
going
to get married.
Glory of Love.
All right, so four is the score. Let's bring Woods back in. Carlos, fan of Genius of Love. I am too. All right, Noah's score is locked in. No category for Woods. Same five questions, same 60 seconds. The time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Noah.
Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
Correct. Peter Cetera's first hit single after leaving the band Chicago was which 1986 song that was featured in the
Glory
film?
Of Love.
Correct. Billy Idol told everybody to rock what?
In Cradle of Love.
Correct. Co-written by Phil Spector, a classic 1964 oldie by the Dixie Cups, had a couple on their way to which location where they were gonna get married?
Oh. Wait. Pass.
A side project for members of Talking Heads, Tom Tom
Chapel
Club.
Chapel of Love, sorry.
Correct. A side project for members of Talking Heads, Tom Tom Club, recorded which 1981 hit ranked as one of the best dance songs of all time by Rolling Stone?
Love My Taint.
No! Ooh. And that's important because it's a 4-4 tie, and that means Noah! You're in. You have qualified. Congratulations for the trip to Las Vegas and the Eagles. That really good song. I love it. It's Genius of Love.
How does it go?
By Tom Tom Club. It's very musical. Paulie, if you could call that one up for us to go into break. The category, the blank of love, of course.
We tied.
You tied,
I thought I was rolling. I was rolling.
You were rolling.
Damn it.
Fun category, I thought. That was a good one.
That was good.
You'll know Genius of Love. I'm surprised you didn't know that. I thought you'd get that one. I thought Chapel of Love, that was the one that tripped up Noah.
He got Genius of Love.
Damn it.
Let me hear a little taste of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love this song. I had no idea what it's called.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Title is the... Gotcha. Not the song. You knew the song. The
I knew the song.
I heard it, too, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We got Jake Peavy on a Friar Friday coming up next. Do not go away, Padres fans. Legend, Padres Hall of Famer, will join us on the eve of the postseason. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, quickly, gang. Tired of watching your hard-earned cash fly out the window? If you're trapped in a high-rate mortgage, it's exactly what you're doing. At Loan Pronto, they're delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. Their rate reduction home loan program, streamlined, low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. You can lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR. Close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. Here's the kicker. Skip your next two house payments entirely. Don't wait. Rates this low won't last. Call Loan Pronto now for your free, no-obligation quote. Loan Pronto is incredible. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start. With a better mortgage, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Lock in your new low rate now. Skip those next two payments. Don't let high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Right now, equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Update on the bloodbath out at Bethpage Black.
Getting bloodier by the moment.
Man.
U.S. down 3-0, got wiped out in the first three matches, including Scottie Scheffler going down 5-3 with Russell Henley to Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludwig Oberg. John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton won 4-3 over Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau. Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood won 5-4 over Harris English.
All right, zip your lip. Jake Peavy's on.
All right.
I just needed a
vamp. We're tied in the last match.
All right,
all square now with two holes to play.
I don't want
to
cut into any time
here. Let's check traffic, and then Jake will join us for Friday next year on 97.3 The Fan. It is the final Fryer Friday of the regular season, and yeah, you want to make it special, but this is extra special because joining us right now is Padres Hall of Famer, assistant to the CEO, and MLB Network broadcaster Jake Peavy with us here on 97.3 The Fan and Bennett Woods. Jake, good to talk to you again.
Ben, it's great to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday. Happy postseason.
Happy postseason, Peeve. It's always fun to talk to you, man. Hope you and the family are doing well. I know you just spent some time down in Arizona. Tell everybody what you were doing, who you were talking to, who you were working with. How did all that go?
Well, yeah, we were in Instructional League. So after the minor league season ends, we gather. It was around 50 or so players that lots of them were out of the draft this year. Some of them got sent home due to a lot of workload, but the ones who still needed some work, direction, a plan for the all season, our minor leaguers were there. First time to see and touch Cruz Schoolcraft,
yes,
Madonna, and some of the kids that, you know, to go from the draft room the day we took them to now finally see them in a Padre uniform, go watch them work, go love on them. And you guys know, as being there in fantasy camp, watch overlap, Riley Westman, Vinny, the staff down there, Scott Kubal, and what he's doing on the hitting side of things, we've really got a great baseball ops team throughout our minor league system. And when you start to dig into the Padres, as I have, you realize why we are successful. You realize how it happens. 4 out of 6 years in the playoffs starts down there, and I had a wonderful time. Just forging a relationship with our boys, who, if this bunch doesn't punch through and happens not to win a World Series before they get here, those boys are going to be our guys.
Cruz Schoolcraft, 18-year-old, straight out of high school, first taste of pro ball. I remember when I was doing Padres pre- and post-game show, and the Padres drafted a youngster out of Mobile, Alabama, who came right into the pros and made a pretty big splash. What do you remember, Jake, about those first like experiences with the Padres as a pro back at your age?
Did anyone come love on you when you were out at Instructs?
You know, I don't recall it happening. No, guys, we're talking about, listen to this, Hideo Nomo. I tell you how unbelievable of a staff we've got, but Hideo Nomo, brilliant baseball mind, down with these kids. Moises Alou, Will Myers got into town, Mark Loretta, Trevor Hoffman. These guys are all touching and spending days with these kids. So, and it's just they're getting incredible love in baseball fundamentally, but they're also getting love from longtime major leaguers who just are now going to be their friend. I'm now starting to text with about half the guys that were over there and forge a relationship. But yeah, look, when you just asked me what it felt like speaking to the group, I had to hold it together. Looking at these kids, I went back. I was in the same complex, you know, 20 plus years ago in 1999, trying to find my way, wondering if I did belong. Could I make it at this level? What does making it look like? So, to be back, you guys know how excited I am to be back with the Padres.
Yes.
Every little job that Eric and Tom have put me in, I've loved. None more than I just leave Phoenix with those guys. They're hungry.
That's so cool, man. And for you, when you came up and you had to go do this stuff as a young pitcher, who were the guys that helped you learn how to handle yourself? You know, they always talk about this guy carries himself the right way. This is my favorite. He goes about his business the right way. You hear it at fantasy camp. Brett Boone yelled at me. He said, I don't go about my business the right way. I'm like, this is fantasy camp. Why don't you really? He goes, why don't you be more like Kevin? He said he did. He goes, look at who's the big tall righty?
Kevin.
He goes, look at how Kevin, he goes about his business the right way. I go, what are you talking about?
He also played in the minor leagues.
He was a minor leaguer.
He was actually a baseball player.
So for you, Pete, who taught you how to go about your business the right way?
Hey, you tell Booney that we're all got to be ourselves. First and foremost, we got to be, right? You got to be true to Woods, and that's what we're doing.
It's exactly right.
In life, right? With respect towards everyone around us. But the personalities are what makes it all beautiful. Look, when I got to the big throughout the minor leagues, you have friends. But when I got to the big leagues, there wasn't a whole lot of veterans on the staff. I'm going to tell you, the guy who influenced me on the staff the most throughout my young career, still a great friend to this day, is Brian Lawrence. Brian Lawrence, me and him were pitchers of the year in 2000. So we got to know each other quickly in the winter. And then when I got to the big leagues, any question I had, I was comfortable enough to ask B-Law. And B-Law was, knew I was fish out of water, saying, hey, come on, do this. And he was having big success during my time here. We all know that Trevor was the ultimate role model for all of us, the way he worked, the way he taught us how to be on time, professional. Him and Boach. And then, look, Darrell Ackerfield, Darren Balsley, the coaching staff became quickly my best friends and people I leaned on throughout my career.
Brian Lawrence and Mason Miller, the two immaculate innings in Padres history. And never again will those two guys be mentioned in the same sentence, probably.
No doubt. No doubt.
Both first the Orioles, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right, so, Jake, let's put a bow on this season. Because there was a moment around a month and a half ago where talking heads like yourself and some of your colleagues at MLB Network were like, I think the Padres are going to do it. They're going to take down the Dodgers. They're going to win the West. Didn't quite happen. Padres are going to go to the playoffs, but the Dodgers got it done. What do you think happened here in the last month where the Padres weren't able to get over the hump against the Dodgers?
Yeah, we just never quite hit on all cylinders. You know, the offense has been kind of slow to get going at times and produce really big numbers. And I think the starting pitching, we've just kind of at times not known outside Pavetta what kind of, start we're going to get. And we just never could get on that run, I think. We know, look, the Dodgers are a very, very good team. Watch Yamamoto pitch and what Otani's doing. This team they're firing on all cylinders in the last month or so. They got Mookie Betts going. And I know neither one of us played lights out down the stretch, but I think both teams are poised and ready to play off run. Because we didn't catch the Dodgers means absolutely nothing. And if you think anybody that I know in this organization from the top on down is scared, no chance. The Dodgers are as gettable as they've ever been.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think, like I said yesterday when we did the Padres roundtable, Peeve, I'm sure you weren't listening, and that's okay. Basically just said, I'm too old to lament things, right? It's in the past. Nothing we can do about it now, but the opportunity is still in front of you. You go out and you win two games in Chicago, and then you go out and you win three. Or maybe at Petco. Yeah, still a chance. But then you go out and you beat Milwaukee, and look at this, man. You're right back in there looking for a World Series championship. Why not us at this point? And I think, a guy that I earmarked yesterday is a guy that could be a real wild card for the San Diego Padres is Dylan Cease, because I'm still very bullish on stuff. I watch him pitch, and I go, I don't get it. Like, he's got no hits. Stuff every single night for Dylan. Have you ever had a chance to talk to him and sit down with him and just say, hey man, you've got it in you? I did see Manny grab him and kind of put his arm around him after they clinched, and you kind of could figure out what the conversation was. But with Dylan, he's got all the tools.
You're exactly right. Look, Dylan, I've probably gotten the closest with on the staff throughout the year. We're not incredibly close, but one's very eager to learn, talk to anybody to make his craft better, and it just hasn't been his year. And if you're watching pitch, it's like a cluster of about 10 pitches that if you can go get back in a start,
yeah,
you can take 3-4 runs off the board, and the rest of it most of the time looks like you're saying just overpowering stuff. The Cubs, I know, have trouble with velocity. Dylan gets up 97 to 99, here's what I'll tell you. I think this team is poised and ready to make a run. Can we do it? We've got a fourth starter that's not even going to get the throw in this wild card round because we're deep, and that's a good problem to have. Yu Darvish, who may or may not get a start here, can show up in the biggest of ways, as we saw versus the world champion Dodgers, and give us an incredible effort. So
No doubt. We've
got what it takes on that roster. I'll be at the field today talking to each of them individually, and that's what I'll be trying to get out of them. Dylan Cease is a free agent at the end of the year. He pitched game 4, and it didn't go so well versus the Dodgers. He's got a chip on his shoulder and wants to deliver for this fan base. What I'll be doing today is loving on the boys and trying to ask them, hey, do you got the best 30-inning run of your life in front of you? I believe you do. Your stuff says you do. execute, and next thing you know, you've thrown 30, 40 innings for this team, and you're an MVP of the World Series and the best free agent on the market. Same thing with the hitters, right? You got a 50 at bat run in you, the best of your life, best 50 at bats you've ever thought about having. Tons of them are going to be walks. Some of them are going to be strikeouts. But if we get in that mentality, and I believe Shilty and the coaching staff has our guys there, we get in, we're not scared. And you just said it. You go win two of three and then get in that Milwaukee series. They've been sitting. You feel like you're hot. End up beating Milwaukee. We get to a seven-game set, big advantage with our bullpen depth that we will be featuring versus anyone else. So we'll take our chances. I believe this is our year, and I will until it's our last breath.
Oh, I love my hair on my arm just stood up.
We're fired
bro.
Up. We're ready to go. Every time we have you on, every single time, whether it's because you were going into the Padres Hall of Fame or it's opening day or we're at fantasy camp, I'm reading the comments right now in live time. Like, you get everybody so fired up.
Everyone's ready to run through a wall.
Ourselves included.
Well, I appreciate it. That's just... At this point in time, it's a mindset. It's a belief. It is something that you get down in, you know, inside you. And you understand we're going to get our teeth kicked in. We just did the other day. We lost Laureano. Absolutely stinks, with what that man's brought to this team. He's devastated. The team's devastated. It happens along the way. You get kicked in the teeth. Next man up. Sheetsy. O'Hearn. Big at-bats are coming versus lefties now. Bryce Johnson, you're going to be in some big-time moments late in games. Get it back, Steven, that you never thought was coming. Let's get ready for it and be prepared. And this team's deep. If AJ doesn't make the moves that he made at the deadline, none of us feel the way we feel right now that we have a real legitimate chance with this roster to win.
All right, but let me ask you, Jake. It's one thing to want it, and it's another thing to go out and do it. And I think you've got a unique perspective to offer here because you have had playoff success. You've won a World Series. You've had playoff failure. Personally, you've had good games. You've had struggles in the playoffs. What's the difference? What's the secret sauce when you get to the postseason to give yourself the best chance, at least, of success when you get there?
There's no secret sauce. The secret sauce is getting it down deep that you believe that your team can do it. It starts there because if you don't believe that you can win the World Series, you're not going to accidentally end up there and winning it. You got to have a plan of attack. And that plan of attack, it's the very same game. We just really pay attention to execution and playing the game the right way in the postseason. A walk, bad play for the defense. Well, that's a rally in the postseason. And so you walk a bunch of guys in a start. It's glaring, in a game. Whereas in a regular season game, a starter can walk four guys sometimes. It's not even really thought about. That's not the case. Getting guys over, getting guys in. You just have to get that mindset and play your absolute rear end off for 27 outs and together. There's not a whole lot of time. There can't be any negative stuff around the team. You got anything negative that happens, you got to put it behind you and roll on. Next shot mentality. And then the next day mentality. All you got to do is win 13 before we lose 13. It's not quite that easy. We can't lose six in a row and then go hot. But this team started 14-3. You mean to tell me we can't go on that run? So, yeah, it's just getting hot. And, on the offensive side of the ball, I think the guys have to have their bats. I think when you see some guys start to struggle in the postseason, I had immense struggles in the postseason. Not saying this with any kind of pride, but I just learned experience. At bats, you just have to take the at bat that you're given, the game gives you. A lot of times you do not pitch to the best hitter in that lineup. Yep. That means he has to walk three times that night and not go 0-for, with swinging at balls out of the zone. Aaron Judge, even Manny at times has struggled in the postseason. It's because they're not getting pitches to hit to, and they want to make something happen. The moment's pushing them there, and next thing you know, they swung at 2-3 balls outside the zone. Got themselves in trouble.
I'm coming out of my skin right now. I'm ready to just go throw in the parking lot.
World Series parade back on.
You guys are getting me way too fired up too early.
Man,
you got a long Friday ahead.
Of course, Paul, we don't have a game this weekend. I was ready to give the whole speech on Sunday. But, Pete, we love you, man. Thank you so much for your time today. Tell the fellas we said hello. It's going to be awesome to have you down there chatting them up and loving on them, as you call it. And I love that. And, any chance we get to talk to you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to leave it with this. Look, I just said it. There's no time for negativity. I know that we're going to critique and talk about this and that. But us as a fan base, create the energy, create the talk. Let's believe as a group outside of the clubhouse. That's our job as fans, as staff, to love on and believe and tell them they are going to do it.
Jake, really appreciate it. That was awesome. Friar Friday. What a Friar Friday finale. The regular season with Jake Peavy. And,
I need a cigarette right now.
And by the way, that was directed at the end. That was directed toward you all in the YouTube stream, listening right now on the app. He was talking to some of the doomers out there who go, hey, I'm DeLoriano. I don't think they can do it. Going on the road, Cubs, they can't do it. No time for negativity, says Jake Peavy. And that's from the fans, not the players. He needs positivity from the fan base right now. That's from Jake Peavy.
I'm going to project it.
That was awesome. I love that guy.
That was so good.
All right, we'll come back. Final hour. We'll talk more Padres, get you ready for the series this weekend against the Diamondbacks. Paulie's got a round of report Thursday Night Football. Another good one last night. They just keep coming. Prime time. It's all next. Ben Woods on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.